You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. From an early morning fixture on Detroit TV screens to an advocate for legalized marijuana in Michigan, it has been quite a transition for Antoinette Jamison. The former Fox 2 Detroit anchorwoman, known to her viewers as Q, walked away from her TV job to become a volunteer for MI Legalize. That's the group fighting to put the legalization question before Michigan voters. And she has a very personal stake in this. Antoinette Jamison uses marijuana to help with her multiple sclerosis. Q, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you so much. It's wonderful to be here, and thank you for the invitation.
For perspective, how many years have you been in news, in TV news?
About 22.
It's a long stretch.
Yes.
That is a very long stretch. And it's a big move on many levels, particularly walking away from that career as a journalist where you're neutral and you're objective and you don't take sides, to being an advocate, and in this case, for legalizing marijuana. Why did you do that now?
Well, I feel it's important, and I feel that I have not just a stake in this, but I have experience with it. When you have been told one thing for all of your life, like this substance is bad, this substance is wrong, and then my experience was quite different. It was sort of like peeling an onion. I started with, I have multiple sclerosis, and for the first year, I did all of the conventional medications, and I was incredibly sick. And every medication came with a side effect, which was treated with another medication. Mm-hmm. So all of a sudden, within about a year or two, I went from a person who completed half marathons to being on five or six medications with a retail cost of $100,000 a year and not feeling better. It would be one thing if I felt better, mm-hmm. but I didn't. So my husband suggested that I try cannabis, and I did, and I was blown away. It alleviated so many of my symptoms. And then I started reading, and then I recognized that cannabis is a neuroprotectant. I recognized that the war on drugs has disproportionately affected people of color. You realize that this is a revenue that could be a source of revenue that could be taxed. Yet the public discourse and the public conversation was one of this substance is wrong, this substance is bad, and hundreds of thousands of people are arrested every year because of it. So I felt that I could sit on the sidelines and be like everyone else and have my medical marijuana card and be quiet and not say anything about what I see as injustice and what I see as wrong. Or I can take a step and just say, this is my experience and this is my truth.
And there will be those who say, well, medical marijuana is already legal in Michigan, and so, you know, why push it further?
Because discretion is a funny thing. Discretion benefits a person when, let's say, a police officer mm-hmm. gets to show discretion on whether or not to arrest someone with possession of marijuana. Well, that police officer also has the discretion to arrest that person. So to arrest or not arrest depends on the mood and the opinion of one particular police officer or law enforcement official. That's one instance. And it's been shown that even though people of all races consume cannabis the same levels, if you are a person of color, your chances of being arrested are four times and sometimes higher than four times being arrested compared to someone who is not of color. That's one. And also, I was lucky that I had a doctor who was very open-minded. Unfortunately, he's no longer with us. He died a couple of months ago. But I have spoken to so many patients, so many people who don't have MS, because MS and marijuana, 43% of people who have MS use marijuana. Mm-hmm. They admit to that. But I have spoken to so many people who are dealing with so many issues, be it as almost innocuous as insomnia, to people dealing with things like cancer and pancreatitis and Crohn's disease. You have so many people who are living their lives in pain, and their doctors have no problem prescribing opiates, which are addictive, mm-hmm. which are deadly. Yet when they would broach the subject of cannabis or marijuana with their doctors, instantly no. And I understand why, because there are very few, well, there are studies, but they aren't widely known. And the naysayers are the ones who are getting out their message, it seems much more.
And when you're saying studies, for example, very, very long-term studies as
Absolutely.
Far as the effect of long-term use.
Absolutely. There are lots of studies all over the world looking into using cannabis, not just for conditions or neurological conditions like MS or Parkinson's or ALS, but also all sorts of things. And it is not as dangerous or addictive, according to these studies, mm-hmm. as we've been led to believe.
So why do you feel, I guess your personal mission statement in doing this, why should Michigan say yes to legalize marijuana?
A few reasons. I feel that responsible adults have a right to make a decision about what is best for their own health care. For a second, we need more research. I like to consider myself to be a fairly educated person. I read clinical studies all the time. Mm-hmm. I can't understand most of them. Mm-hmm. At least I can't understand everything in them. And we need to know. We need to know more about this substance because it is something that has been used for thousands of years.
But, you know, when you say that, people who are against legalizing for recreational use will say, yeah, we do need to know more before mm-hmm. before we jump into this, before we put a proposal on and voters say, yeah, sounds like a good idea. We can get revenue. We do need to know more.
Right. However, what we do know is that cannabis is less of a danger than alcohol and definitely less of a danger than cigarettes. And I'm not saying that we should, you know, substitute one vice for another. Mm-hmm. What I am saying is that this is a substance that has been used safely and effectively for thousands of years, and including in this country until 1937, where you could order it from Sears Roebuck. That's how widely available cannabis was up until 1937, when our government decided that they needed another revenue source. And so when alcohol prohibition ended, mm-hmm. cannabis prohibition began. So that's one reason. One reason is research. One reason is to end the stream of people going from, you know, the schoolhouse to the courthouse to the jailhouse. There is this mass incarceration epidemic going on in our country right now, and there's also a revenue source. This is something that can be regulated and taxed. And when you look at what's happening in Colorado, where $35 million has gone to schools, and driving in today, I was listening to On Point, and they were talking about all of these school systems all over the country in dire need of funds. We know that this is the case, not just in Detroit, mm-hmm. but all over the state. School systems are struggling to educate students, and they need money. And this could be a revenue source that we are, for whatever reason, choosing to ignore.
If you've just joined us, I'm speaking with former Fox 2 Detroit anchorwoman Q, who has retired, stepped away from her job, and has joined the fight to get recreational cannabis legalized in Michigan. We know MI Legalized tried and failed to get a proposal on this year's ballot. So now what?
Well, right now we are in fundraising mode. We are in earnest. It's unfortunate what happened with the signature drive, and that is something that is still being worked out in the legal system. There's still a plan to forge ahead with a Supreme Court petition. But until then, we recognize that the people of Michigan, our polling shows that they're in support of this. 354,000 people signed their name on a petition to vote on this issue. They were ignored. I think that's unconscionable. It seems to fly in the face of democracy to not allow this issue to go to the ballot, especially when you had 350,000 people who said yes. Even the people who are against this, their voices are denied as well. They had the chance to unequivocally say, no, I don't want this in my community. They didn't have that chance.
So the fundraising will help fuel the fight to get the proposal back on the ballot.
Absolutely.
By 2018 when
yes.
we have a governor's race to go for.
Yes.
I have to ask, what are you expecting from what's going to come next year with a Trump administration? And knowing that President-elect Trump has chosen Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions as his attorney general, Jeff Sessions, who once said, and I'm quoting, good people don't smoke marijuana. What are you bracing for with a Justice Department headed by someone who is so staunchly anti-drugs, anti-pot?
I saw that headline when it happened. I think that was back in March or May. And that's when I decided. Actually, it was Jeff Sessions was the one who made me decide to become outspoken and to go public and to no longer be in the shadows. I'm a good person. I don't need some man who doesn't know me to tell me that I'm not a good person because I choose to not prescribe or ascribe to taking a whole bunch of pharmaceuticals, mm-hmm. expensive, toxic pharmaceuticals, and instead I choose to medicate with a plant that is non-toxic, does not make me a bad person.
Well, it'll be an interesting year or so as you see things evolve in Washington and as you kind of get deeper into your work now with MI Legalized. Q, it's been great talking with you. Thank you so much for being with us on Stateside.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been wonderful being here. I appreciate the time.